Wokeness Ain't It. Today's podcast episode comes from my YouTube series, Beauty and Brains, where I do my makeup and I talk about faith, politics, current events, controversial topics, things that are happening in America and around the world. I wanted to bring this message to my podcast today because I think it is so important when you see how the media and the mainstream is dividing us and how the far left, the radical agendas, the Marxist agendas, the socialist agendas that are being pushed right now, and so many Americans just don't see it. So I want to talk about being woke and the difference between being woke and being awake. Being woke is the act of being very pretentious about how much you care about a social issue, sharing a narrative about injustice that is fed to you by the media, disregarding any and all facts that contradict that narrative, versus being awake, which is someone who is unchained from the beliefs and propaganda they were raised with. An awakened person can see past the cultural brainwashing and programming. They see the world for what it is and reject any false narratives. Before we get into it, please don't forget to head over to my Patreon and join to support this podcast and what I'm doing. My Patreon is patreon.com/AmandaEnsing. It will be linked down below. It is a way for me to have creative freedom and to keep my podcast ad-free. And if you've already joined my Patreon, thank you so much for joining. I am so grateful for your contribution into my work and what I'm doing. If you're someone who doesn't like truth, then you're definitely not gonna like this episode. But if you're someone who does love the truth, who questions the narrative that we're being fed and thinks for themselves, then this episode is for you. I'm your host, Amanda Ensing, and you are tuning in to Liberty Before Lipstick. Today's topic is going to be wokeness. Wokeness is eating away at the soul of America right now. It feels like wokeism is the modern day new religion. Because if you question anything, if you don't just trust the science, if you question the narrative or dare to think for yourself, you're called every name in the book or a conspiracy theorist. But honestly, I feel like we're running out of conspiracy theories. Like, every conspiracy theory seems to be coming true lately. Am I the only one noticing that? I'm just like, all these things that the mainstream called conspiracy last year is all coming true. So let's talk about woke America. Currently, we are the only country in the world where the country is teaching its citizens to hate it. There is no other country in the world where they're teaching their citizens to hate their country, that their country is racist, that it's evil, that it's bad. The far left creates problems, and then they tell you that they can fix these problems that they created. Half of the time, they're not even actual problems. It's just propaganda. They tell you they can fix the problems they created. They'll just need more of your tax dollars. And people buy it. Like, there's still people that are buying it. I hope everyone had an amazing July 4th. I know I did. I love America. I am so thankful to live in this country. I thank God every single day that I get to live in this country, a land of opportunity, a land of freedom. However, even the left decided to make July 4th controversial. They make everything controversial, like the far left, the radical left. They make everything controversial. They make everything bad. Like, they don't enjoy or like anything. Every country has its flaws, right? No country is perfect. A perfect country does not exist. America has its flaws like anyone else. The problem is, instead of being taught America's history, the full context of the history, they're being taught a narrative which makes them hate this country and think this country is so racist and so evil, etc., etc. And it teaches the youth and teaches American citizens to hate this country instead of love this country, instead of continue to build the country and to invest in this country. Instead, the current administration is focused on outsourcing everything and taking away American jobs, canceling pipelines, strengthening other countries. Just last week, Democrats put up a budget plan to take $870 million of taxpayer money to secure borders of Middle Eastern countries and to take away our funding for the US southern border wall. The Democrats somehow tried to convince everyone that borders were racist, right? when they really just wanted you to be okay with them using your tax money to secure other countries, meanwhile leaving our border completely open, hence why we have a current humanitarian crisis at our border. Crime, human smuggling, human trafficking is all at record levels, the highest they've ever been. I don't care where you fall politically, but I don't see how anyone could be okay with their hard-earned money going to protect other countries while leaving your own home vulnerable. It's like paying for a security service to secure a house in another city of someone that you don't know. Meanwhile, you leave your house without security. And then when your house gets broken into, sorry. Without a doubt, this current administration has put America last. So with this whole push to convince Americans to hate their country, I don't know if you noticed this year, but there were a few brands in beauty and across the board, you know, other companies that some of them did July 4th sales because, you know, they want money, but they didn't post anything for America on their page. These same companies were the first ones to be posting on Pride. Like, they did not skip a beat. They were ready for that, right? And if you've noticed, in America, we have all of these different flags now, right? You have Pride flag, BLM flag, you have all of these different flags when the American flag represents everyone. You know, like, I don't care what you want to celebrate. Celebrate whatever you want. You are free to live your life how you want to live your life. But when you fail to celebrate the one flag that represents everyone, it kind of just makes you be like, seriously? These flags that they're separating our country into, like, they're trying to put everyone into their own little space, right? They want to put tags on everyone. There are millions of people that don't identify with those. So you cater to a minority. And then when you have the chance to celebrate everyone in this country, everyone who's in America, you don't. That is wokeism at its finest. With the whole Gwen Berry thing, if you didn't see, I actually did a podcast episode on this. Gwen Berry was the Olympic hammer thrower who got third place, who turned her back to the flag. I went over everything that she said in detail, but essentially she said that the American flag doesn't represent her and doesn't represent Black Americans, which I was just like, what? Are you serious? And then she also said that she felt like she was set up because they played the national anthem. Talk about entitlement. You think that the whole thing was revolved around trying to make you upset because you're representing America as an Olympic athlete and you didn't think they were going to play the national anthem? And when you see these echo chambers of left politicians on July 4th saying exactly what she said, oh, it doesn't represent Black Americans. It just creates division because the American flag represents everyone. And then I saw people posting like, oh, this is stolen land, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, tell me one nation where they didn't steal land. Even in America, Native Americans stole land from other Native Americans. Same thing with slavery. It wasn't just white people who had slaves. It was Black people. It was Native Americans. And there's still slavery in Africa. No one talks about that. Okay, you don't live there. I get it. But don't say America is the most racist and the worst nation in the entire world when I promise you, if there were better nations in the world than America, y'all that said you hate this country would have already left. Like, America is the only country where people can complain all day about how much they hate it, yet they never leave. Only in America can you represent the country as an Olympic athlete, claim that you're oppressed and that America is racist, protest, turn your back against the American flag without consequence. You have the freedom of speech and freedom to protest in this country. Everyone has that freedom. If you did what Gwen Berry did in other countries, it wouldn't go over that way. We are so lucky here, and we are so blessed to live in this country, to be able to disrespect the flag, disrespect the countless lives who have died for our freedom, who continue to serve for our freedom, yet you think you're oppressed because the national anthem played? If America was racist, how did you get to represent us? And if you hate this country, why would you represent it? I don't want to go too much into that because I did a whole podcast on it, but it still just blows my mind. Like, go represent another country if you don't like this country. You know, this country gives us so many opportunities. And I'm so tired of the racial division. People can't see clearly what the government, what the elite is trying to do. They're trying to divide us, like divide and conquer, divide us so that it's easier to control us. And people fall for it every time. You listen to these celebrities and these pro athletes who make millions and millions and millions of dollars. They sit there and they tell you that America is oppressive and racist because of slavery in America's past. They want to tear down statues because those people owned slaves hundreds of years ago. However, these celebrities, these athletes, they make millions of dollars in endorsements from companies who support modern day slavery. The same people sitting there screaming that America is racist are wearing shoes from a company that supports modern day slavery. They also complain about capitalism, yet go to Starbucks every single day and have an iPhone. I mean, honestly, make it make sense. If you're going to sit there and ask for reparations and say that America is so evil because of slavery from hundreds of years ago, meanwhile wearing clothes and shoes that are made by slaves sitting in other countries, it doesn't make sense to me. Every people group has enslaved its people. Doesn't make it right. Slavery is always wrong. Point blank, period. I think everyone can agree with that. If not, you're just an evil person. To say America has gone backwards or that America hasn't progressed is just a flat out lie. If you go on any social media platform, any movie streaming platform, food delivery, it's black owned businesses, black movies. Can you imagine if it was the other way around and it was white owned businesses, white movies? It would be racist. So you see how the establishment is telling you that America is racist, but then they're also propping up, you know, and segregating everyone and dividing us by black owned businesses shop here because it's black owned. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna shop somewhere because their product is good. I don't care what color their skin is. I don't care what their ethnicity is. I'm not gonna purchase just because of someone's skin color. Someone who is racist sees everything through the lens of race, correct? Someone who is racist would make all of their decisions based on race if they were racist towards a specific race. But people who are woke, who were social justice warriors, they also see everything through the lens of race. So what's the difference between something like critical race theory, which teaches children if they're white, they're racist, and to see color when racists see color? Do you know what I mean? I saw a video of this black woman and she said that she didn't think segregation was that bad. It was this really long video. I saw someone do a reaction to it and she was saying that besides the violence and the racism, she didn't think it was bad. She said the idea of an all black school, an all black gym, all black sports, like she went on, I can't remember all the examples. She said, it doesn't seem that bad. Can you imagine if someone said that with another race, such as white? It would be racist like that. But now it seems like if you want to segregate and if you want to have all black something or all Latino something or whatever, that it's not. And that doesn't make any sense to me. There are literally people that believe you cannot be racist if you're a minority or a person of color. That's not how racism works. But again, that's part of the whole woke agenda. I mean, literally, Bretman Rock, if you're familiar, I did post a few slides of it on my story, I think a week or so ago. Everyone was sending this to me, and I could not believe what I was watching when I watched it. He made a video saying he's no longer in the beauty community because white people have ruined the industry. Can you imagine if he said that again for any other race, such as, oh, Latinos ruin the industry, or black people ruin the industry? It would be racist, obviously, but what he said was racist too. And it's even more astounding to me that someone like Bretman, who has such a huge platform and a huge following, who has made so much money from white-owned cosmetic brands and white viewers, just wants to say, oh, white people ruin the industry. And the way the media covered it, I posted some of the articles, they were in support of him saying that. And they also posted white beauty content creators saying people such as so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so have had scandals. And I'm like, okay, so only white people wear makeup? Only white people are in the beauty industry? Since when was it only white people in the beauty industry? Like, what? And one of the influencers in particular who has no backbone at all, that was mentioned in these articles, literally posts sucking up to him. Like, he just said you ruin the industry and you still support that and they're racist. It's created this space where people are just so weak and cowardly and they want to apologize for their skin color. Like, I cannot. It's hard to believe that we're raising this society of people who can be openly racist. They don't feel any remorse for it. They don't have any consequence for it. If it would have been any other skin color, he would have been canceled. Anyone would have been canceled. But the fact that the media is like pushing that propaganda of division, it is time for a new industry. It is so washed up. It is so fake. All of these beauty companies, all these brands, they have no spines. They have no values. They just do anything for money. And these companies, really, they just hate America. They'll do anything for a buck. When creators and just people in general are more worried about speaking positively and politically correct than truthfully, we have a huge problem. It's also biblical. So much of what's happening is jumping off the pages of the Bible right now. Something that I think of all the time is, if America is so racist, why do they want open borders? Why do they want everyone to move here of different minorities and different backgrounds? Why would you bring all of these people from around the world of Latino, Black, Asian? Why would you want them all to live here if America is so racist? Doesn't that seem counterproductive? Deep down, those people know that America isn't racist, and they know that it's the land of opportunity and freedom. That's why they haven't left. I mean, you have these left mouthpieces like AOC, Ilhan Omar, even Kamala Harris. They all scream that America is racist and white supremacy is a huge issue in our nation, but they're all married to white men. So are they married to white supremacists? It's just like when all these politicians and celebrity were screaming for defund the police last year, yet they all have 24/7 armed security and they live in gated communities. So of course they want to defund the police. They don't have to worry about the crime fallout. The goal of wokeism is to make everything controversial, which is what the far left has done. Everything is controversial. I mean, even our Independence Day. How can you make our Independence Day controversial? I mean, that's why so many people have left the left, because they don't like anything. They hate everything. They have a problem with everything. They're offended by everything. It's so progressive that it's regressive. It's not helping anything or anyone. I really just sit here and wonder if these people love anything. Like these people that are on the news every day and talking about how terrible this country is, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, do y'all love anything? Hating your country is like hating your home. I mean, you might live in a house that isn't as nice as you want, or you've outgrown it, but you don't destroy and burn down your house. You take care of your home. You keep it clean. You love your home. You put cute decor in your home. But what they're trying to teach America now, especially with the youth, is hate this country. They literally want to destroy this country from within. Wokeism is designed to destroy America from the inside. So it's infiltration instead of invasion. They don't need to invade. The CCP, they don't need to invade. They can just infiltrate. When you have news networks like CNN celebrating China's 100 years of the CCP of communism, and for some people it still doesn't spark a red flag, that is terrifying. They didn't mention the tens of millions of people who have died and continue to suffer from communism in China. They acted like it was some celebration. And those same news networks that are supposed to be for the good of America then talk about how much they hate this country and how they won't celebrate Independence Day. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to connect the dots. Like when I say wake up, this is what I'm saying, like wake up. I promise you, even if we vote differently, I promise you that we will agree on more things than you think if you step out of the echo chamber, step out of the bubble, and just start doing your own independent research, like no red or blue, just straight facts, just kind of like thinking logically. Don't let journalists think for you. Don't let any politician think for you. Like just step out of the box a little bit, like breathe, step away from your favorite influencer or celebrity or social justice warrior. Like just think for yourself, think rationally, not emotionally. I keep talking about how that's why God says, guard your heart for everything flows from it. When these people that are in Hollywood and media and news, when they get your emotions going, they know they can control you. When they make you afraid, when they invoke fear, they know they can control you. Look back into history. So the moment you step out of their control and you think for yourself and you start saying, huh, you know what? I didn't see it before, but that really doesn't add up. They're terrified of that because then they can no longer control you. As we've seen with the race card being used in everything by the media, you know, by celebrities, you have these really wealthy celebrities and athletes all talking about how oppressed they are when they make more money than most Americans. And the whole white privilege idea is being just pushed down everyone's throats, starting with CRT in schools. And then you hear people say, well, you can't speak about being black and about racism against black people because you're not black. You'll never understand because you're not black. And the counter argument to that is, okay, well, if that's true, how can you speak on white privilege if you're not white? When you separate injustice by your skin color, by your gender, all of these things, you're literally telling people, hey, you need to fight for them, but at the same time, you can't talk about them. It makes no sense. So if you're not homeless, you can't talk about helping homeless people and about ways to help homeless people. How are we ever going to talk and learn anything about each other? You know, we are all one race, the human race, period, point blank. And the fact that they've convinced so many people that saying all lives matter is racist is just beyond me. Are there racist people in America? Absolutely. There always will be. That's very sad and it's evil, but that's because people sin. People are evil. A whole race of people isn't bad. And it makes me very sad, to be honest, to see how much people are letting the racial division come in between us. I cannot tell you the amount of DMs I received on July 4th and on July 4th weekend of people who have moved to America from other countries, who live here from Cuba, Venezuela, Africa, all countries around the world, who love America so much and are so thankful to be here. I remember one message in particular I received from a woman who is an immigrant here from Cuba, and she fled communism. Also, I got a lot from people in Canada who were like, hey, if there are any Americans who hate America, they can swap places with me. And it makes me so sad because so many people in America don't realize what we have here. The only privilege here is American privilege, okay? Like every American has American privilege. I wish people would realize how many people in a heartbeat would trade places to be an American. I wish people would travel to these other countries. Like, I guarantee you, if these people that hate America so much spent a week in a communist country, they would never look at America the same again. They would appreciate it. It's really just entitlement, and it's a privilege to be able to hate your country, speak so terribly about it, disrespect the flag while representing your country, and nothing happens because you're free. I hate to break it to anyone who thinks this, but oppression is not someone getting your pronoun wrong on Twitter. That is such a slap in the face to people who come from communist countries. And other countries know that if they can weaken a generation, that generation won't last. The CCP has been releasing videos, and I've read several articles on how they're raising an army of manly, strong men. There was one video where a little boy was literally being slapped around for crying and not being manly enough. Yet in America, they want to tell you that if you use someone's wrong pronoun or if you are not willing to wear a dress and be a man, that you're not manly. There is an ultra feminization happening to our men. And like, I don't care what you do with your life. Like, as an adult, do whatever you want. But when you tell men that they're not a man if they're not willing to wear a dress, I mean, how far have we fallen? That you want to tell people to be themselves, but then if they're not your idea of themselves, or they don't adhere to your woke standards of yourself, or don't want to wear a dress, they're not a man. Like, look at what America's doing versus what the CCP is doing in China. I'm sorry, but Americans are spoiled. How blessed and privileged they are to be able to complain about all of these things. People need to travel the world. They need to travel outside of America, go to the Middle East. When you see what communist regimes do and what tyrants and dictators do to oppress their people, makes me tremble. Meanwhile, in America, you have people virtue signaling and gaslighting, where if you offend them or anything, like, I still can't believe that there are people that say, well, free speech comes with consequence, so it can be free speech as long as it's not hate speech. Who would get to dictate what hate speech is? Because if we're honest, everyone's offended by something. You might say something that's not hate speech that I think is hate speech. Free speech means freedom. Look up the definition of freedom. I think everyone should look up the definition of freedom. Free speech includes speech that offends you. I know, it's unfortunate. Trust me, there are some things that I would rather not people be able to say to me, but it is what it is. If you want to live your life based on what politicians tell you, based on what celebrities tell you, or journalists, like if you want to live your standards based on what they say, that's your personal problem. Don't push it onto me. I share my beliefs because it's what I believe in, but you don't have to believe it. That's the great thing about America. Your natural born, God-given freedoms and your God-given rights. You know, the Constitution outlines them, but God gave them to you. So as long as people don't push their woke ideologies on me, then it's fine. You know, do whatever you want. Don't push it on me. Forcing someone to believe what you want to believe or calling them names or slurs if they don't believe what you believe is not freedom. That's literally claiming freedom in a disguise of oppression or totalitarianism, groupthink, all of the above. I'm not gonna let someone tell me what I can or can't do based on my skin tone or my gender. I'm just not. I'll accomplish whatever I want to because of my skill set. I was born free and I'll remain free. And that's how everyone should be. Like I mentioned earlier, I don't care what anyone does with their life. As an adult, you're free to make any decisions that you want. But it's the moment you try to force me to believe what you believe where I draw the line. I will not compromise my values and God's truth for what any person says. I don't care if it's my mother, my husband, my best friend, doesn't matter. I'm a Christian, I follow Jesus. The Bible is how I dictate my life. That's my instruction manual. And I'm not here to judge anyone else. Everyone has to answer for their sins one day. Everyone is accountable for their own actions. I'm not responsible for what anyone else does. It's a very easy concept to grasp. If you believe in something, if you want to live your life a certain way, do it, as long as you're not hurting anyone else. How did we get to a place where people are upset if other people don't agree with their lifestyle? If someone doesn't agree with how I live my life, it's fine. It doesn't bother me because I'm convicted in my beliefs. And this new generation wants everyone to apologize for everything. People are offended by everything. Everything is led by emotion, and that is very dangerous. It is a very slippery slope because your emotions are always changing. And when you're led and driven by your emotions, truth no longer matters to you because it's all about how you feel. I know I talked a lot about race in this episode, but I feel like the racial propaganda being pushed right now is one of the biggest factors in wokeism, is they're using people's emotions. They're driving all of these false narratives when if you actually look at the facts, they completely contradict itself. Example, telling Black people they should only shop at Black-owned businesses. Is that not racist? Or telling people of color to only shop at Black-owned businesses? Same thing with the whole, like, when they took Aunt Jemima off and Uncle Ben's off of, like, the rice and the syrup. So what was accomplished? Only white people are on food boxes now? And you have to ask yourself, what are they distracting us from? When they keep us busy fighting, what are they distracting us from? To see people like that woman I mentioned earlier that's, like, actively saying segregation wouldn't be bad, that makes me so sad. There is nothing good about segregation. We are all human. We should all live together and be together. But also think about what the mainstream and what the left has tried to cancel the last year. They want to cancel gender. Why? Because it causes confusion. They don't care about your biological, scientific gender, right? They say it doesn't matter. You can identify however you want. Causes confusion. Why won't they cancel race? Because race would bring everyone together. There is no race in the Bible. We were all created as one. We all have the same father. There is no Jew nor Gentile. We were all created in the image of God, and God is all of our father. But you won't see that in the mainstream. You won't see that from any radical woke agenda. If we are all united and we're working together, they can't control us. This whole thing, the whole woke narrative, everything is to control you. To put you in a box to tell you what you can do based on your gender, your ethnicity, your race. They want to tell you who you are and what you should do, what you can do, what your limits are. They want to make you upset. They want to charge your emotions so they can control you like puppets. The easiest way I can break it down is when you see the whole establishment telling you that you're oppressed, but yet that same establishment, all these companies are lifting you up and saying that they advocate for your rights, where's the problem? Like I said earlier, they create this problem so that they get you to fight behind something, yet they're also the ones all lifting you up. You know, they tell you the system is racist or the system isn't for you, but the whole system is lifting you up. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Look at everything the woke establishment wants to divide you by, the woke radical agenda, right? They want to divide you by race, by ethnicity, by your gender. They want to divide you by vaccinated or not vaccinated. They want to divide you by your political beliefs, who you vote for. They want to divide you into, or all of us, into a million different pieces because then we're easier to put into groups and they know exactly how to control us. All of these woke ideologies are raising a generation of people who are afraid to make mistakes, people who are afraid to speak. If we have freedom of speech and, you know, we can think for ourselves, yet we're too afraid to, they control us willingly. People are afraid to disagree with anything the mainstream or this far left agenda is pushing because they're afraid of cancel culture. So out of fear, they get you to do exactly what they want, which is to be quiet, get in line, and do as you're told. Don't oppose us, just be silent or agree with us. It is very scary. It will change the way the generation of youth makes their decisions and lives their life based out of fear. I mean, look at everything that happened the last year. It's never about any of these things that we're talking about. It's always been about control. And somehow we've arrived at a generation where people don't believe corrupt governments exist. Or they'll see corruption in other governments and other countries and say, my government tells me the truth. I remember when not so long ago, Khloe Kardashian had a picture of herself that she didn't like scrubbed from the internet. Twitter was literally suspending accounts who would post it because she didn't like how she looked in that bathing suit. If a celebrity family can get a picture scrubbed off the internet, what do you think the government can do? If you're willing to lay down your pride and forget everything you've been taught and relearn for yourself and actually do your due diligence of questioning things and doing research, you'll be very surprised at what you find. We're in a season of exposure in every single vertical. God is bringing everything to the surface. So many things that I've seen the last year, I'm just like, biblical. The government doesn't just take control over you, right? They start by convincing you to give up your freedoms. And when you look at the last year, how many people willingly gave up their freedoms out of fear? How many people continue to willingly give up their freedoms because of woke ideology, cancel culture, and out of fear? Freedom is not free. Freedom comes at a very high price. As always, I'm going to leave you with a verse. Today's scripture comes from 1 John 5:19, which says, "We know that we are children of God and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one. No matter what the devil tries to bring against us, no matter what chaos and confusion that happens here, God will turn it and use it for the good of his people." And everything that's happened the last year, if you really look at it, has brought us together, has you really united us in America and around the world, even when it doesn't feel like it. How many millions and millions of people now question things and think for themselves and are actually digging in to seek the truth beyond the narrative that's been fed to us. So stay in the word. As I always say, focus on Jesus, not the storm, because Jesus does not give us a spirit of fear. He gives us a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. Thank you so much for tuning in to this brand new episode of Liberty Before Lipstick. Please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, to like it, to give me a review in the Apple Podcast Store. If you want to see the video version of this, make sure to head over to my YouTube. Everything will be linked in the description bar, but it's Amanda Ensing, same as my Instagram. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it insightful and it made you think a little bit. If you like episodes like these, I'm happy to upload more of my Beauty and Brains episodes on an audio format for those of you who want to listen to it on a podcast while you're working out at the gym, driving to work, having your me time, you know, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want future Beauty and Brains episodes to also be uploaded to my podcast, just let me know on my brand new YouTube video. This is episode 3 of my Beauty and Brains about woke America. Don't forget to join my Patreon at patreon.com/AmandaEnsing. I made this Patreon to support my podcast so that I can keep it ad-free, so that I can continue to have creative freedom and bring you guys more and more content and eventually expand my team as well. If you've already joined, thank you so much. You have no idea how much I appreciate your investment into what I'm doing. Thanks as always for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll catch you in my brand new episode next Tuesday.